Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, president of the Pontifical Academy for Life, defends Italy's abortion law. The lay-run John Paul II Academy for Human Life and Family accuses Paglia of dereliction of duty against the culture of death. Katharina Carranco reports from Rome. From the time that Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia was named president of the Pontifical Academy for Life, the PAV, by Pope Francis in 2016, the institution has gone through seismic changes. Today it bears little resemblance to the institution founded by St. John Paul II in 1994 and run by its first president, the Venerable Jerome Lejeune. In July, the PAV came under fire for publishing a book entitled Theological Ethics of Life, Scripture, Tradition, Practical Challenges. Hidden in the middle of this 528-page book is a stealth effort to change the Church's teaching on contraception. The editor of the book? Archbishop Paglia himself. In an interview with Vatican News, he claimed that the contributors followed a path of study and reflection that led them to see the issues of bioethics in a new light, end quote. He added that Pope Francis had encouraged their project and was kept informed every step of the way. As if this weren't enough, Archbishop Paglia has now given a catastrophic interview with one of Italy's largest TV networks, RAI Tre. During the interview, he was asked about Law 194, the infamous law which in 1978 legalized abortion in Italy. "I think that Law 194 is now a pillar of our social life," the Archbishop replied. The journalist, who appeared somewhat startled that Paglia would seemingly endorse the law, pressed for clarity. "Well, is it not up for debate?" Archbishop Paglia replied, "But no, absolutely not, absolutely not." In other words, instead of taking the opportunity to condemn the law that allows the taking of unborn lives, the Archbishop appeared to minimize or even support Law 194. And not for the first time. In 2020, PAV released a note concerning the Italian Ministry of Health's decision to change the guidelines on chemical abortion. Now, the new guidelines issued on the 12th of August, 2020, made it easier for women to obtain pharmaceutical abortions in the home. They also permitted the abortion-inducing drug RU486 to be used up until the ninth week of pregnancy without requiring hospitalization. The PAV's evaluation of the new guidelines bizarrely attempted to claim that some good could be found in Law 194 in two articles which have been, it said, largely ignored, but could still be at least a partial basis for seeking, nourishing, and sharing a civilization that affirms life. The PAV referred to Article 1 of the Law 194, which affirms that, and we quote, "the social value of motherhood," end quote, and Article 2, where it states that, quote, "providing information leading to a choice," end quote, while overseeing the, quote, "safe and effective," end quote, implementation. The duty of government family counselors is to assist overcoming the causes that could lead women to choose abortion," end quote. Well, pro-life leaders around the world were dumbfounded. In evaluating the new guidelines on chemical abortion in Italy, the Pontifical Academy for Life made no mention of the life of the unborn child, but only focused on the woman. Moreover, the PAV also failed to mention the crime that is abortion, even though this was the primary purpose of the law that they cited in such a positive manner. As these blatant acts make clear, the PAV has strayed far afield from its mission assigned by its founder, Pope St. John Paul II, to combat the culture of death. Instead, it appears, under the leadership of Archbishop Paglia, to be compromising with it. The above actions undertaken in the name of inclusion, human fraternity, and synodality not only stain the Church, but lead souls astray. In his letter appointing Archbishop Paglia as president of the PAV in 2016, Pope Francis wrote of how he hoped Paglia would help to undergo a renewal of further development. As president of the Academy for Life, the Pope wrote, I urge you to deal with the new challenges concerning the value of life. In theological study, a pastoral perspective and attention to the wounds of humanity should never be missing. He called for the Pontifical Academy for Life to focus ever more clearly on the horizon of mercy. Before his appointment, Archbishop Paglia was primarily known for commissioning a homosexual artist to paint an arguably blasphemous and homoerotic mural inside his cathedral, not to mention his open support of the distribution of communion to remarried divorcees. Was this the kind of mercy that Pope Francis expected him to display? In any event, he displayed no mercy towards the sitting members of the PAV. As soon as he took office, he removed those stalwart opponents of abortion en masse and then replaced them with individuals who, in some cases, were open abortion supporters. He followed up with a new mandate for the Academy, one which expanded its mission to include immigration and environment. To many, this seemed less like a renewal than a deliberate dilution of PAV's previous ironclad commitment to protect and defend human life. In response, a new laity-led academy was launched in 2017. Its founding members included former members of the PAV who were fired by Paglia because it would seem they were too outspokenly pro-life. Stephen Mosier, president of the Population Research Institute, currently serves as its treasurer and a member of its board of directors. Called the John Paul II Academy for Human Life and the Family, or JAHLF, it was founded not to oppose the Pontifical Academy for Life, but to carry on the work that PAV was now seemingly abandoning. The new John Paul II Academy addresses ethical truths concerning human life, death, and marriage from both a scientific and a theological point of view. As St. John Paul II intended, it focuses on interdisciplinary study and defense of human life in all its stages and the study of marriage and the human family. Given Archbishop Paglia's apparent defense of Italy's abortion law, however, the John Paul II Academy for Human Life and the Family felt committed to release a statement. In it, the lay-run academy both defends the truth on human life and the family as well as actively opposing the efforts of the current president of the Academy for Life, the PAV, to spread a false morality which subsumes Catholic truths to a false and hollow mercy. We wish them well. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.